the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Welcome to the teaching ministry of Emmanuel Abba Great, a ministry that is ordained by God to take the gospel to the end of the earth.
Good morning everybody. Morning brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm Emmanuel Abba Great and I'm here again this morning to expand on the calling. The calling, as we have been doing since the beginning of this week. Yesterday we looked at the trees, how the trees went to anoint for themselves a king. What happened was that the trees that were called upon to take up the appointment declined it. Why? Because they knew their purpose. They knew their purpose does not in any way include kingship. They knew they were there to bring glory to God and to honor man. So it's good for us to know what exactly God has called us to be here on it. And that will help us to avoid unnecessary distractions. When you don't know, any road seems to be the road. And I see that happening every now and then whereby people don't have a roadmap of their life. When you have a roadmap of your life, in other words, you have the blueprint of your life, life becomes much easier. It becomes much easier. Things fall in places easily. But it's so difficult because we are living in a world that is full of competition, full of so many things that if you don't get yourself out of the noise, it becomes very difficult to understand divine pathways for your life. So today we want to look at another aspect of the calling. And it's very important that we understand the kingdom, because if we don't, it will be so difficult. We're looking at Matthew chapter 25 from verse 14 today. And it says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took to his journey." Now the Bible says the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man traveling to a far country, just like Jesus. After he finished his work here, he paid the price, he collected the key of dominion and handed them to us, and he said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel." Now, so he gave a commission. So this parable is telling us how he gave talents to his servants. To one he gave 5, to another he gave 2, and then to another he gave 1. But let's look at what exactly happened after that. And note that it is written that he gave to them according to their several abilities. Remember when I told you I went before God and I asked, "Lord, what is the key to prosperity, secret to prosperity?" And he told me responsibility. If I can take responsibility for all that is his, then all that is his will be mine. Now, we are seeing abilities here, and what I call a responsibility to me is a compound word which is response to your abilities. When you respond to your abilities, you are taking responsibility. So let's see. "Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them." This King James. "And so he that had received five came and brought other five talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me five talents. Behold, I have gained beside them five talents more. His Lord said unto him, well said, well done, thou good and faithful servant, and thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that received two talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents beside them. The Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he that had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. The Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strown. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchanger, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. That's with interest. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him that had 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that had not shall be taken even that which he had. And cast ye the unprofitable servants into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now this scripture is so loaded. It's so loaded with so much information about the calling. Now, when I started this week teaching, I started by saying that every one of us are here on earth for a purpose. Nobody came to take a walk in the park of life. Nobody. Every one of us came here for a purpose. And discovering it is the beginning of our success in life. Discovering it is the beginning of our success in life. Now, when you have discovered it, what do you do with it? Where he said here, he said, and he gave to them according to their several abilities. God will never call you to do things that he has not enabled you to do. Now, what is the primary thing in the mind of God? The primary thing in the mind of God is the expansion of his kingdom. Remember, in the beginning, Satan came and deceived man and made man a slave to himself. From that moment, Satan became the God of this world, and he has been ruling the world. He has been ruling the world with a fist of iron. And so many are slaves to him. So there are two kingdoms in this world. Jesus came back to restore the kingdom of heaven back to mankind. And that's why he kept saying when he came that the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom was restored back to man. And one of the things God wants us to do, who are his children, is to populate that kingdom. Is to populate that kingdom. So everyone is to do his own part. There are people that are meant to be pioneers of a certain field. And there are others who are supposed to support that field to succeed. But whatever every one of us are called to do is meant to expand the kingdom. If God made you a businessman, it's because he wants you to use your business to expand the kingdom. Now, let's look at the people of the world. I'm writing a book titled The Bank of the Devil. The people of the world and the Satanists and those who serve the devil, they are very loyal to the kingdom of darkness. Whatever they do, they are doing it to expand the kingdom of the devil. They take over the media, they take over agriculture, they take over medicine, they take over every aspect just to make sure the kingdom of the devil is increased. But on the contrary, on the other hand, the children of God are not doing that. The children of God, most often, we live for ourselves. We live for ourselves. We don't think of the kingdom. And that's why Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, he said, but seek first the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom, and all other things will be added unto you. This thing is not given to certain people. There are people that are given the ability to pray. Their work is to pray that the kingdom will come. They are to pray for the men in the field. They are to pray for the expansion of the work. You know, and there are some other people that are gifted with the ability to make money. Theirs is to see also that the kingdom of God is advanced. Keep advancing. Keep advancing. Bible says money answered all things. But we are not all gifted the ability to make money. There are some other people that are given the ability to evangelize, to go, they are in the forefront. They go all out to do it. Now, that does not mean the work of evangelism is left for them alone. In fact, Paul says, do the work of an evangelist. That is the work of every one of us because it is the Great Commission. Now, just like in the military has nurses, the military has doctors, the military has lawyers, the military has engineers. It has all these professions. So also is the kingdom. The kingdom is supposed to be so strategized that we are supposed to keep advancing. Not, oh, this one, I belong to Finger of God Ministry. Oh, me, I belong to this. I belong to that. I belong to that. No, we are supposed to complement one another for the sake of the kingdom. And the various abilities God has put in you is meant for a purpose. And there are some abilities in you that you don't even know. I remember in 1994, we were praying. We had a week solemn assembly in church. And we're praying. And while we're praying, I heard God very clearly. He said that with your hands, you write mysteries. Now, before then, I was not a writer. I hate writing. I prefer to read than to write. But after God told me that, I began to write. I began to write in 1996. I finished one of my first book, which I've not even published yet. It's a novel. So what am I saying? The abilities are already in us. And that's why Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3 says that, call unto me. I'll read it quickly and I'll round up. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. If you are there, you turn to the Bible and see. It said, 33 verse 3, it said, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty thing which thou knowest not. There is so much, there's so much hiding on the inside of us that until we begin to take step, and how do you take step towards the understanding of your calling? Start with evangelism. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your friends about Jesus. As you begin to do that, you begin to see other abilities within you will begin to surface. Somebody will say, no, but I can't do that. Oh, but you can invite your friends to party. You know, if you become kingdom-minded, if you become kingdom conscious, you begin to see the need to get people into the kingdom. Very, very important. That is what is at the top of God's mind for us. Lastly, I've said lastly before, so let me just add this and I'll round up. I'm always conscious of time not to overshoot in this. Now, if you look at the book of Psalms chapter 2, verse 8, Psalms chapter 2, verse 8, it says, ask of me and I will give thee the hidden Hidden is an unbeliever, somebody who has not known the Lord, for your inheritance. And the uttermost part of the earth for your possession. Now that is why the Bible says, he that wins souls is wise. He that wins souls is wise. If God is to put a price on every soul that is out there, that for every one soul you win, you get $1,000, I don't think there will be an unbeliever left. I don't think there will be one unbeliever left. He that wins souls is wise. Begin to do that which God has put on the inside of you. You know, if you've not known it, begin with the Great Commission. And I'm telling you, gradually he'll begin to unveil other things to you. God bless you. I've already spoken for so long. God bless you today and keep you, guide you, protect you, and make every crooked path straight around you. I'm praying for you. You will not die, but live to fulfill that which God has put on the inside of you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this life-impacting message. If you would like to partner with us or want to get more of this message, contact us on +27 840 240 365 or visit us on www.uppergreatworld.org, Upper Great World Ministries Incorporated.